going to, I am here on appointment, on assignment this morning with the word of the Lord for you. We're going to take a look at Exodus chapter 4. Just a very short word, but a word nonetheless. Exodus chapter 4. Beginning in verse 1. Exodus is at the beginning of your Bible, of course. Genesis, Exodus. I still see pages turning. Exodus chapter 4. Beginning verse 1, and I will read. Moses answered. The situation, of course, is that Moses is in front of a revelation from God, in front of a burning bush that he observed, and he came near to see what it was about, and the Lord spoke to him and said some things to him and told Moses some things that God was requiring of Moses to do. God was requiring Moses to go to Egypt and set his children free, set the Israelites free, so forth and so on, and we're in the middle of that dramatic scene. It's Exodus chapter 4. Verse 1, Moses answered the Lord, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say to me, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?" Then the Lord said to Moses, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," Moses replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake. And he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous, like snow. "Now put it back into your cloak," he said. So Moses did so, and when he took it out, it was restored, like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground." Verse 10, Moses said to the Lord, "Oh Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." But Moses said, "Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it." Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he can speak well. He's already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. But take this staff in your hand, so you can perform miraculous signs with it." I'm sharing from the topic this morning of, what do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? In this text, Moses, we know, is in the middle of a season of his life. Moses lived to be 120 years old, and as I've shared before, his life was actually broken up into almost three equal parts. He spent 40 years as Prince of Egypt, 40 years in the desert, and 40 years as a leader of the people of Israel. He is just now on the transition in this scene from that second 40 years, he's now about to begin his third and final 40 years as he transitions from being exiled in the desert to being a leader of the people of Israel. And he's resistant. He's afraid. He views himself as washed up, cast aside. He's been living this life of exile for 40 years. All he is now is a shepherd. He had lost his past as a prince high in the social strata of the largest superpower on the planet at that time, Egypt. But he was now a lowly shepherd in a bare and barren land with just a staff in his hand as he was walking around leading, not people, sheep. But the Lord, as the Lord dialogues with him, the Lord is aware of all this, is aware of the situation, and we come in the middle of the scene in the bush, there's back and forth, and God just cuts to the chase and says, look, okay, Moses, let me ask you a question. I know about you, I know all the situation, I know what happened, I know everything. Let me ask you a question. What's that in your hand? This? It's just a staff. Yeah, I know it's just a staff. But I'm God, and you know what? I'm going to use that staff to do miraculous things in your life and for the people that I'm going to ask you to lead. You're going to transition from leading sheep to leading a great nation. And all of time is going to remember what you have done. And as you look throughout the Bible, that question is seemingly asked of a number of different persons. Jesus was gathered in the New Testament and was teaching a multitude of thousands of men and some uncounted number of women and children. And they were hungry and they needed to be fed. And the disciples came to them and were clamoring, what should we do? What should we do? And Jesus seemingly asked them, what do you have in your hand? Oh, just some fish and five loaves of bread. Well, I can use that to feed these people. A man named Peter was a fisherman by trade, and he was out fishing all night having no results. And then this other man came to him and asked him a request. He said, what is that you have in your hand? Oh, this is it's just a net. I'm a fisherman by trade, but it ain't working right now. Cast it out again, and there will be results. There was a young man out in the shrub somewhere. He was the youngest of his clan, seemingly not responsible for much. But the question came to him because there was a big war that was happening, unopposable, big forces arrayed against the children of Israel. But he was seemingly asked the question, what is that in your hands? This is just a slingshot. God's going to use that to tear down a giant. There was a young woman, seemingly all she had was her good looks and charm. But God asked her, what's that in your hand? This is just my beauty and where I am. But that woman, Esther, if she would act on where she was and what she had, would change and save a people. There's a young man who's enslaved in another country. His people have been taken into exile. And the Lord asked him, what's that in your hand? Well, I'm just a prayer, a person who prays. Well, God is going to use that because there's going to be an edict from the king, Daniel, that prohibits people from praying. And God is going to use your persistence and discipline and commitment to pray. He's going to use that to change a situation. But what I have is not big. What I have is small. God can use it. But what I have is not, it's not even small. It's negative. God can use that. There's a young man. God asked him, what is that you have? This, all I have is my enslavement. I'm a slave. Well, Joseph, God can use that enslavement because you were enslaved so that you can be in the right place at the right time, so that when the Lord has a dream, when the Pharaoh has a dream, and he asks his different ones, they say, oh, there is a slave in the prison. He's a slave and he's a prisoner. God can't possibly use that, can he? God can use what's in your hand. We can even look outside of the Bible. I can remember a young African-American man. He didn't have much. What's in your hand? You can envision the Lord asking him, psh, all I got, I'm fairly clever, but psh, all I got are these little plants that I know a little bit about. Well, those little peanuts, he knew about George Washington Carver. He invented hundreds and hundreds of products from that. What's in his hand? But the Lord will ask each of us. Each of us has an appointment. And the Lord will ask you, what is in your hand? What is in your hand? There's a charter member of New Covenant, I was about to say Jubilee, Joan and John Campitelli, Roland Cooper will remember. They had a small little thing on their refrigerator, a small little sign, maybe just 2 inches wide by 6 inches long. It just sat there, and it had this one little, it wasn't even a sentence, a phrase. It just said, on the refrigerator, remember in their kitchen, in the refrigerator, it said, bloom where you are planted. Bloom where you are planted. Somebody was complaining, oh, if only I were planted in a garden, or if only I were planted in the rich place, or if only I were planted on the hill. Oh, psh, there's no sun where I'm planted. Lord, you planted me in the shade. How can I go? There's no nutrients in this. Oh, psh, there's rocks in this. Look at that plant. See that plant? Man, if I were planted, oh, look, the soil's lush. Oh, it's rain. Oh, and the sun. Oh, if only I were... You're not held accountable for some other garden, some other plant. The Lord is saying to you, bloom where you are planted. I planted, the Lord said, I planted you there for a reason. You are on assignment. I cannot fulfill your assignment. She cannot fulfill your assignment. He cannot fulfill your assignment. You are on assignment. Bloom where you are planted. Play the hand that you are dealt. Don't complain to the dealer. I need to give me some new cards. No, that's not how the game is played. You can't play somebody else's hand. You have to play the hand you have dealt. You have a unique assignment. It's up to you to find it, fulfill it, and change the world. Sometimes it may seem that God is making an unreasonable request of you. That's true at times. This is because he knows when it surpasses your limitations, then you must rely on him. Moses, we talked about, was a murderer, a societal reject, a stutterer, a person whose self-esteem had been pummeled into the ground. However, when Moses finally indicated that he was willing to be used, God took him right where he was and was able to use him to accomplish something great for the kingdom. In fact, when the Lord asked him, Moses, what's in your hand? He said, this is a staff. Think about this. The only reason Moses had a staff in his hand was because of his failures. He was a shepherd because he had fallen way down here. If he was still over here, he wouldn't have had a staff in his hand. It was only because he was in this low, seemingly forgotten situation that he had a staff in his hand. And the Lord could then use that staff that changed history. In the same way, you are a person with imperfections, weaknesses, failures, and shortcomings. But God is able, if you are willing to be used, to cobble something together from your situation to make it great for the kingdom. Just like he did for Moses in Exodus 4, verse 12, he can help you speak and teach you what to say. All he asks of you is, what do you have in your hand? And would you allow yourself to be used for his glory? On three, shout, use me. One, two, three.
Use me.
Be blessed.
Just before you guys leave,